The Guardian.
Getting a good night's sleep in Britain has never been so hard. Increased workloads, smartphones with 24-hour email access, and general anxiety have meant that on any given night, over half the population are struggling to fall asleep. But salvation is at hand. The Guardian presents Going, Going, Gone, sponsored by John Lewis. A series of stories by internationally renowned authors designed to help you slip into sleep. A series of stories you'll find hard to finish.
Going, Going, Gone by A.L. Kennedy. You have it already, of course, the seed of your sleep. It's there behind your eyes, just above your eyes. It's waiting in that drifting space between one thought and another. It's primed like a living velvet, all ready in the soft dark of your mind to reach out and fold you into that good nowhere you would like. I promise you, that's true. While I can't be with you, while I can only think of you, I can tell you this. Your sleep is both a pleasure and a right. It's waiting for you. Your sleep and no one else's. This grain, this jewel, this inverted light to shine and tip you off into the perfect space where you will be sweet, sound, solid, sunk. Your sleep has the key to the heaviness of you, the proper weight in each limb that will root you as you ease. It can guide the way as you plummet gently, fly deep and slip free. Your sleep will reveal your true face, smoothed and cleared of the day, the way that only lovers see it, those who love you and those you love. Your sleep will open itself and unlock you, and it can be trusted when it does. I promise. It promises. In my absence, it's there to hold you safe and to keep you as I would. Be kind to it and call it. I've arranged for it to give you only kindness in return. Your sleep knows how to make that happen so much better than I do, because it knows you so completely. Think how many years you've been together. How firm and smooth it runs under your nights. Remember that way your sleep was at first. Remember your easy child sleep. Before you had work, before tasks and chores and duties, responsibilities, the proper way of doing things, instructions, risks, having to be a grown-up person with other grown-up people, each of you passing your own grown-up time in more or less rigid and more or less useful and more or less silly and anxious activities, before every part of that, your sleep was there and ready. It was fast. It was like you. It was beautiful and new. When I didn't know you and so couldn't wish you a good night and all rest and silk dreams, gentle dreams, welcome dreams, your sleep was just as young as you and it grew with you. Was wished into you by everyone who saw you first and cared. And if you are more beautiful now, and I know you are, then your sleep is more beautiful too. There's no reason to question it. There's no reason to struggle. Your sleep is a fact. Only a fact. It would be foolish to fight a fact when it would rather take your hand. You can feel, maybe, in your spine how good it would be to allow yourself to just reach and touch, let sleep lace in between your fingers, then step out and be led along into that pillow journey which will mend you, fit you for tomorrow. If I were there and you could hear me, this is what I'd say. These are the words for when I can't be with you. And every word understands the way it will sleep and rest whenever you sleep and rest, and the way it will wake up slightly different and yet more of itself, more as it always intended. Peace will be more peace. Morning will be more morning. Love will be more love. For you. Your words record a time before teachers, or trying on hobbies for size or sports, or your body getting taller, more interesting, playing tricks. They've known your sleep for almost as long as you have, and they can name it and welcome it for you, give you things to say to it in the dreamland that will come. They help you to keep your memory stocked with the whole of your understanding and the whole of your not understanding, and every trouble and every joy. And sleep will sift everything, all of it, into simplicity and adventures, countries and contours and touch, and it will disclose every possibility of your mind. Asleep, you will make the unmakeable. You will grow used to being miracles. You will sing. You have so many possibilities. And I'd love to be with them. I wish to be with them. So I send you this, another wish, which you can take down with you, down and down and down into your sleep. The wish that you will be happy, are happy, will rest happy. And I hope that I might dream with you, and if I could, I would start with the end of an early summer day when all has been well. The sun has been polite and has met your skin gently, and you've been doing as you would like. You've been playing, or running, or not running, or looking at things, or walking in salt water, or rolling on grass, walking under trees, climbing trees, or yelling, or battering along streets, or you've been reading, talking, swimming, climbing, letting yourself be. You've maybe seen friends, first friends, best friends, new friends, or just had enough time alone, or with a pet, just enough time for whatever delighted you. You have spent a superlative day, and now you and your sleep will round it, smooth it like a seashore pebble, and put it away. Your sleep will come now and understand your mind and let it dance, and your sleep will hold your body fully and perfectly. You're on the verge of letting go. And while you do, you can build any bedroom you choose around you. Any sunset through any window. Any dimming sound to lull you while your eyelids ask to close. And your breath asks to roll in easier, out easier, and your bones feel longer and calmed. Here is your sleep, which was there in your first summers, which lay beneath the size and height and heat of them. It remembers the wonder of rain which falls warm, which elates you, which is unreasonably soaking and unreasonably funny, and which overwhelms and afterwards quietens your limbs. Summer always had sleep in it. And before summer was the rush and burst of spring, and how it unleashed longer days, and being out in the air, how it sweetened that air. There was a time when you weren't used to springs and you noticed them. There are still days when blossom surprises you, when new growth takes your breath. Spring days could shine all over you. They still can. And sleep was always in your spring. And before that came the creep and clamp of winter. The clever way it bundled you, pinched you up tight, and then let you come indoors and feel the difference. Uncoil in warm comfort like a fireside cat. And you could notice and enjoy how winter would change your breath into wonders. Right in front of your face could make it a tangible beauty that you could drink. You could savor it, slower in the way that frost seemed to slow all motion as it thickened the undressed branches, stilled water, layered reality with a pelt to keep it safe. And snow spread sheets and blankets and such silence. The sleep of the world. The long falling of it and that silence. They are better than cathedrals. And sleep was always in your winter. And better than cathedrals. And before that was the autumn, when breathing is richest and sweetest and you can feel the arrival of drowsiness, the putting away and preparing for a long lie under cover. The autumn loves to tumble, longs to fall, drifting into tender landings. It muffles itself away to be changed and do better and more in a while, but later, not today, not tonight. Tonight is all for the descent. And being done, relieved, released. And sleep was always in your autumn. And your sleep is here, and your sleep is now. Your sleep has been here always, but most of all, your sleep is here now. And if I could, I would sit beside you, near you, and say this. Let's go. You and I. Let's walk over leaves where they're soundless and out of this bedroom and onto this path. This winding and sloping and dipping path that leads to these steps. These old and friendly and quite familiar steps and turn down them and turn down them and sink down them and your hand will be in mine and mine in yours and we'll be content and there will be no need for speaking. No need for anything beyond these heavier and heavier footfalls on these soft layers of leaves and sleep all around us, big as our night and tickling with stars and hopes that we haven't built yet, but soon will. And we will reach that passageway, that warm and narrow passageway, that cozy space, and you will go ahead and find the door. That door which is yours and behind it, the everything. Everything, everything, everything that sleep will give. Only think that it should open and it will. Only think that I am here and wishing you everything. Everything, everything, everything with my soul and with my conscience and with my heart. Sleep in happiness. Sleep in contentment. Sleep in your heart's unguessed and quiet and glorious desires. Sleep in pleasure and be pleased. And your being pleased will please me. Dream dreams. Dream dreams.